Let's keep talking some baseball, though. It's been very evident this week in particular, the impact of not having Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup. Runners in scoring position, coming up with clutch at-bats. I mean, that's what Vinny did throughout much of the season. They clearly missed that, to have the guy behind Bobby or Salvi. It's been just, I think,
obvious.
It's just been more evident this week because of the issues. Runners in scoring position, what, 8 double plays during the series, I think it was?
Sure.
I mean, some of those first pitch swings that led to double plays were just very frustrating to watch throughout the series. So with the issues with runners in scoring position, without having Vinny Pasquantino, what does that do to you when you view the American League? We already talked about the 9 games to go and got to get in. Let's say they get in. What does that do in terms of how they stack up against everybody else?
I think right there at the beginning of September, you and I both had said, AL's wide open. Are you kidding? There's not going to be a single 100-win team. Everyone's going to finish in the low to mid-90s. Everyone in the AL Central is essentially going to finish inside of like 3 games of each other other than the Guardians. It didn't feel like there was any standalone teams in the American League. Now that the Royals don't have Vinny in the middle of their order right now, and I don't know, maybe you will still get healthy enough if they're able to get to an ALCS or later, that Vinny can still come and join them. I don't view the AL as wide open anymore. I view the AL as the Yankees are the toughest team to beat, and they're going to stand in your way. The Astros are another very difficult team. I would put them in those two teams in their own little category. Then I would lump everyone else together. Because I know that I'm supposed to include the Guardians into that mix. A team that's played about the same as the Royals since the All-Star break. Certainly had a better first half than the Royals. And had a good first week out of the All-Star break when the Royals did not. But for the most part, I do kind of lump everyone else in. Even without Vinny, I don't think that the Royals are dramatically behind or ahead of the Tigers, Orioles, Twins, Guardians. I view those teams as they have major problems that everybody knows, as in the Guardians don't have enough starting pitching, or the Royals' bullpen stinks, or the Tigers, I don't think lineup can keep hitting at this rate, but currently is and has since the All-Star break, where you know their fundamental flaw, everybody knows it. I think those are harder to pick out between the Yankees and the Astros, because where they are flawed, they are so much better in other areas.
They are.
It's hard to ignore.
Look, if we're ranking out the teams, I agree with you. Like, if we're just ranking out how we would look at the potential playoff teams in the American League, yeah, I would have the Yankees 1, Astros 2. I still think the Astros, in a weird way, are more dangerous than the Yankees, but Yankees 1. And then after that, I think you can almost flip a coin between a couple of these teams. The way Baltimore is playing, the way Kansas City's playing, I guess probably 3 is Cleveland. But I still believe it is wide open, Cody. I mean, it doesn't mean that if you're forced to do a ranking for a team, that we don't agree that the Yankees are at the top of that list. But we've seen evidence now of 150, 55 baseball games or 53 baseball games for teams. And nobody has run away with it. You know, the Orioles, the reason why they have the 4.5 game lead or whatever it is over the Orioles have been playing terrible baseball. It's not like the Yankees have just been that much better down the stretch.
No, the Yankees have been fine.
They've won 3
kind of like the Guardians have been fine, yeah, but they just haven't been as bad.
Yeah, I view it as still being wide open. I mean, we know what the flaws are of the Royals. It's been the same flaw all year, and then now you add in runners in scoring position, not having Vinny's bat. We know the Orioles have had injuries. Other than Corbin Burnes, the rotation is not all that impressive. And they're just not playing good baseball. They're making mistakes. We know the flaws that exist for the Guardians. They got a great bullpen. There's some other issues that they have with their starting pitching now. We know with the Tigers right now, they're hot, but their rotation still isn't all that impressive. They're just playing solid baseball. They sold more than any other team in the division or American League that was still hovering around the playoff hunt. And to credit A.J. Hinch and the young players, they haven't given up, and now they're the hottest team in baseball since the All-Star break. So I just think every team has multiple flaws, and therefore in a postseason, best of 3 series, eventually best of 7 series, yeah, someone will be a favorite, and the Yankees will be favorites over just about anybody in a playoff series when they get there, whether it's the ALDS, CS, probably, whatever. But I still think it's open, man. Gotta get in, though. That's what we say. Gotta get in.
That's, we can get back to that. But yeah, that is problem open. 1 is just get back into the, or, you know, not get back in. They're currently in a playoff spot. Stay in it. Desperately, please stay in it. You and I do not want to have a show on Monday, September 30th, talking about how the Royals, after all of this, did not make a postseason spot. What's crazy is, again, and I know that this just sounds like a broken record. It's like, they just went 2 or 3 this weekend, then how many games are left? Like, how many games are left to catch him? I know that they're, like, now, for the Tigers' sake, they're only half game back of the Twins. It doesn't matter really what happens this weekend. They're going to be in a fight to the bitter end with all these teams till the end. But if you win two out of three, and is the Tigers the White Sox this weekend?
Is that not the last weekend of the series, or am I wrong? I thought they have the Rays. I don't have everybody's schedule memorized. I know the opponents.
At the end of the schedule, at the end of the year, you could probably figure it out.
It's Orioles, then Rays, then White Sox.
Okay, so at the end of this weekend, again, same thing applies, unfortunately. As much as I want that first wild card spot and a chance to get the playoff, at this point, I am about preservation of the spot. So this weekend, if you were going to ask me, Golden, I'm sure we could have talked about this Friday, but say, hey, Cody, who are we a fan of this weekend? Who do we want? Were the Orioles winning these games or the Tigers? Orioles. Just keep the Royals in the dance for now.
I hear you.
I know I'm only 2.5 games back. If they get swept today, it'll be 2 games back because the Tigers finish up a series. But I don't know, man.
I think it has to do with your confidence level in the Royals taking care of business. Because if you think they can take 2 of 3 against the Giants, then no, you want the Orioles still to lose, because all of a sudden you could be sitting here Monday and still you could have the top wild card spot. Like, that's how quickly it can still shift in that way. But it depends. Are you confident the Royals are going to snap out of this 4-game losing streak? Or do you think this is going to be a weekend in which they lose 2 out of 3, let's say, to the Giants? If you think they're taking 2 of 3 from the Giants and the Orioles are losing today, and so if I'm going to a weekend series where I'm only 2 back, then yeah, I'll still be actually rooting for the Orioles to lose.
Text line's asking something.
I'm more worried about what the Royals are doing and what the Twins do. The Tigers, to me, are going to pass the Twins. It's a Royals and Twins conversation.
The text line's asking about something that I'm a little surprised the Royals haven't considered at this point, because they did it with the bats. They went out and got Gurriel. Mm-hmm. They went out and they're picking up dudes off the street to help them in the lineup. The second that Vinny Pasquantino got injured, why haven't they, when Scott Barlow was DFA'd, now Craig Kimbrell, Craig Kimbrell's had a bad year. That's the entire Royals bullpen. If you're asking me right now, do I trust Steven Cruz or Craig Kimbrell to get an important out for the Royals, I'll be honest. It's probably the formerly pitched in the playoffs, Craig Kimbrell. Why haven't they kicked the tires on these Scott Barlow, Craig Kimbrell, guys who are objectively not having good years, but are on the street, and your guys are also not having good years? I'm not sure that, like, change of scenery couldn't play a factor here somebody having a little bit of a juice, a rebirth here.
I wonder if it's almost too late. You know, you mentioned other veterans. That was still beginning of September. They're gonna have a month to acclimate and get.
Sure.
You're talking about adding a Craig Kimbrell type, and he's gonna get like 2 appearances before the play. And so you bet. You know, what I mean, like,
and then are you gonna put him on the playoff roster?
That's tough. I get the name, right? Totally get. We all know he's had a great career. He was also really good pre All-Star break. Mm-hmm. 2.80 ERA. Kimbrell was with the Orioles. I always have to, whether it's football,
he's on the street. I know.
Yeah, like, that's always tough for me. I'm not saying it's the end all be all, because players change of scenery.
But
I'm
just saying, if they weren't on the Royals, half of their bullpen had been on the street this year.
I understand, but I think sometimes it's very easy. We do this in the NFL all the time, where it's a player where, like, go get said player because we know the name, because at one point in time he was really good, and we forget that any other team in baseball could also, in this case, claim him, and nobody has to this point. And the Orioles, who we just acknowledged are in the middle of a playoff chase, who currently occupy the top wildcard spot, didn't think they had any use for him. Like, that's pretty telling to me. You know, it's Uriel was in the minors for the Braves, a little bit different.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, he was also, I mean, he wasn't on the street, but he was, like, close to it. And those two guys, in Kimbrell's case and Barlow's case, they're not on the street the way we talk about with Donovan Smith or Kareem Hunt. They were on a team. They were actively on a team.
But the Orioles think he's done.
I know.
The Orioles thought he was done. And teams misevaluate all the time. The Royals have misevaluated guys.
Sure.
The Orioles have misevaluated guys. So I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all. You had a 2.80 ERA at pre-All-Star break. So he has a really good year. And then he's got a 5.3 over the last 18 appearances Kimbrell did. And during those 18 appearances, 22 runs, 20 earned, 22 hits, 15 walks.
And the truth is,
10.59 ERA.
That's fair. And the truth is, the three guys I would have wanted Scott Barlow to replace or Kimbrell to replace are now all hurt. Chris Stratton's on the IL. James MacArthur's on the IL. Will Smith's on the IL. Those have been guys you've been kicking around. We're actually getting to the point now where you're starting to look at it, you're like, All right. Well, I like Bubich. I like the way Daniel Lynch has pitched great. Yeah. Schreiber's pitched well. Urseg's pitched well. Sam Long. They're not changing any of those names, so I get it.
Yeah, and I just looked it up to clarify. AP put it out as well. Like, it's different because he's not even eligible for the postseason, so there's no reason to bring him in for nine games to go. He basically, his season is over because he's not. If he clears waivers, which I think he did.
Well, we talked about this. You need to get wins. Like, is he better than the guys you were throwing?
Yeah, Cody, you're not.
Like, do you trust him more than Carlos Hernandez?
You're not signing Craig Kimbrel for two appearances, and that's it.
I know. I understand why the teams wouldn't do it. I understand in that case. It's just about, like, we've talked about this. The margin's so thin, it's about wins.